Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present She's Always Hungry, Stories by Eliza Clark. Read by the author with Chipo Chung, Kevin Shen, Natalie Simpson, and Sam Stafford. Content note. This collection contains themes and subject matter some listeners may find disturbing. If you would like more information before proceeding, please skip ahead to the end of this audiobook where the content warning can be found before the end credits.
Build a Body Like Mine. Read by Natalie Simpson. It doesn't have to look like mine. I mean a body that works like mine. You can look however you want. Is your perfect body hard? Is it soft in the right places? Is it hollow? Picture it. Picture your perfect self. Touch your stomach. Imagine it free of excess. Imagine you at your tightest, your body constrained and efficient, all while eating whatever you want. That's right. Whatever you want. No fine print, no asterisk, no vomiting. Whether your vice is carbs, sweets, or fast food, I can get you there. How much, you ask? You'd be surprised. Follow a few simple steps and you can eat whatever you want, as much and as often as you like, and you'll actually lose weight. I even offer a convenient subscription service for the woman on the go. Find me in darker corners of the ClearNet. That's right, you don't even need Tor. I'm not difficult to locate for those with determination. And what I have to offer really works. Find me deliciously thin at a Michelin star restaurant, devouring a tasting menu with a wasp waist, never loosening my belt. Join me at the table. Ditch your dry, miserable salads. Leave your fad diets in the dust. Restrict no more and thrive, my love. I used to be like you. I used to fantasize about fries from McDonald's, salty and hot, crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside, hard not to snap. I used to feel so guilty. But I no longer consider self-control a virtue. What would snapping look like? Two cartons of fries sliding down my throat, followed by the burger, the salty beef processed till it's pillow soft, like the buns it's sandwiched in between. Bite it. Feel the rubbery pickle squeak against my teeth. Taste the onions marinated in American mustard and globs of ketchup. When I was a child, I would dismantle the burger with my tiny fingers, rip up the patty and the buns into nugget-sized pieces, and dip each precious piece into a little pot of ketchup. As an adult, I'd jam my fingers down my throat, still tasting of oil and salt, those once treasured chunks of food splashing into the toilet. And God, there's just no need to live your life like that in pursuit of a beautiful body. Not anymore. Not with my methods. And I've tried a lot of methods. When I was a teenager, I went to Slimming World, where they tell you food is sinful. Heavy women in their 60s told me I was right to start watching my weight now. They gave me a pink certificate when I lost half a stone. When I went to university, I abandoned the doctrine of Slimming World and lived in monastic starvation. I spent 3 years living on instant ramen, satsumas, and cereal bars, with the occasional binge and purge to break the monotony. With that cocktail of restriction and my 19-year-old metabolism, the weight fell off me and stayed off for a time. I looked in the mirror a lot during this time. The body I once recognized as my own had melted away. Who was this creature beneath the fat? At the time, I failed to recognize her as my best self. I thought she was nothing like a real girl. I thought she looked like something a pervert imagined, something a 12-year-old boy doodled in the back of a notebook. A cartoon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?